Bezrashem's book, we begin Perek Chav Gimel, the 23rd chapter in the Rambam Sicha Shabbos in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which are continuing the theme of the previous parakim, which we had gone through the Lamed Tes Melachos. Now we're going through Shavusim, rabbinic prohibitions on the Lamed Tes Melachos, because they're similar or they could bring to one of the Melachos itself. Rambam gives halacha, as we discuss in this parak, continuing on the different Melachos, specifically the rabbinic prohibitions of Makah B'Patish, and up until the malacha of kibui, of extinguishing. Rambam gives a halacha regarding makah b'patish, which literally means to say hitting with a hammer, but that's actually a terminology that's used for finishing something in the finishing touch. Ha'isanekim, someone makes a hole. Shu asu lahachnus lohaiti, that the hole is meant to take in and to let out. Kugan, for example, nekib shabalula tarnagilim, the hole that's in the chicken coop, which it's made to let the light in, and let the foul smell go out. So that's a liability for doing the finishing touches on making it an idol be usable now. And the reason why it's called makah b'patish is because that would be something that would finish the vessel, the last hit. Now, levikach gozral kol nekev. So therefore, they decreed, and this is where it gets to the shavusim, the rabbinic prohibition, they decreed in every hole. Even though it was made only to let out, only to let in, because you might come to make a hole that you would be liable for. For this reason, you now make a hole in a new barrel, but you cannot add on to it, for the same reason, because that's the finishing touches, makes it a spigot. But you could open up an old hole, meaning a hole that was there, that was stuffed up, you let her reopen that. But as long as the hole is not there on the bottom, beneath the sediments, because if it was beneath the sediments, it is asl chazik, that's actually made to strengthen and to support, then you wouldn't be able to open it, because that would be a full-fledged closing up. It's like making a new hole, which would be forbidden. Halacha beis. Nekvin makufa shel chavis. One's allowed to open up a seal of a barrel, lahitz min the yayin, to take out the wine from there, as long as you make the hole on the top. A mitzida, but on the side, I mean, if a person does not want to open up the seal because doesn't want any dirt or earth to fall into the wine, so he makes the opening from the side, that's also, that's forbidden. Because that's like fixing the vessel. It's an opening that makes it better. Now, shayva adam esachabes lechem in the gregus. A person is allowed to break open a barrel if he wants to eat the dried figs from there. Ubavachi shleis gamin less kelly, as long as his intention is not to make it into a vessel by making a great hole that's actually useful, and that utility actually would be making a keli, that would be forbidden. But if you're just breaking open, that you're allowed to do. Or maybe adam chavish liyayin, the person is allowed to bring a barrel of wine. Umatiz es reisha besayif lefnei archin, and you can just chop off the top of the barrel with a sword in front of the guest. Beinachayish doesn't have to be concerned. Shein kabanase laharis l'divas libu. His intent is only to show his generosity of his spirit, and he does not intend to make it into any vessel. So there's no prohibition. Halacha gimel, k'shem sh'aslav toich kol nekev, just like it's forbidden to open up any hole, meaning even if it's not meant to take in and out, if it's just even just one of them, so kach asal listem kol nekev, so too you're not allowed to close up any hole. L'fikach therefore asal listem nekev achavis, you now close up the hole of a barrel. Fafilu b'dabashen mismurech, even something that wouldn't be a problem, but memarech of smoothing, you're not smoothing any, it's not a substance like wax that you're smoothing. And it's not something that looks like a rag that you might come to squeeze it out, which those are secondary problems. No, you're not allowed to close up a hole in general. Like you're closing it up with twigs or bitzor cotton or a small pebble. That's simply because of this halacha of makah b'patish. But let's say you put a food item over there, just to put it, to store it away somewhere. Now, incidentally, so to speak, it's now the hole is closed up with it. Then muta is permitted, and actually muta laharim b'davar zeh. You're allowed to even be deceptive regarding this halacha, because being a deceptive by rabbinic prohibition is actually permitted, and therefore this closing up is rabbinic anyway. So putting a food you're allowed to put over there, although it's closing it up, that would be permitted. Halacha dalt kol davar shu gemar malacha. Anything that's finishing up the work of something, chayiv alav mishumak patish. You're liable for a hitting with the hammer, like we explained, because the craftsman would hit with the hammer on the anvil to smooth out the finishing touches, which is one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. Because of this, hagoyer kosher, if someone scrapes a little bit, or a masak and kli, or he fixes a vessel, whatever it takes to just fix it up, that's a liability for makah patish, that's making it usable. The fikach, therefore, a related rabbinic prohibition, what we're discussing in the Shavusin, you're not allowed to make a sound of music on Shabbos. Bei Mikle Shir, whether with instruments, kugun kinegas with nabalim like harps and lyres, or bei Mishadvam, whether other things. I feel hakas beetsam ba ala karka, even to bang with one's finger on the ground, oy ala luch, or on the tablet, oy achas kineged achas, or one finger on the other one, kederech hamishadim like the singers do, or the kashkash as egiz latinik, or to shake a rattle, which a nut. For the child, or to play with a bell so that he's quiet. All this and all the similar things are also forbidden. He might come to fix the instrument, which is this malacha makam apadish that we're discussing, and therefore he can't do these things because they can bring to that. One is not allowed to bang on the instrument. Not dance. And not bang one hand on the other one. B'Shabbos on Shabbos. Again, it's a decree. You're dancing and you're getting all into it. You might come to fix the instrument to start playing. Now to bang in a backhanded way, let's say the back of one's hand, that's permitted. Because again, that differentiation already shows you that, hey, it's Shabbos and you can't do whatever you want. Ain't shot not pnei amayim. Now let us swim on the surface of the water. Gzeretz rabbinic decree. You might come to fix again. These ideas of makom patish. You might come to fix the barrel of the swimmers, meaning that life instrument, which a flotation device, and when you're swimming, which again would be fixing something, which would be makom patish. Now a pool in one's courtyard, mutu loshen b'teichi, let us swim inside of it. She'ein abalas is chavish al siyadin, because he's not going to come to make a flotation device. Who, as long as she'il asafa mukevas, but it has to have a border surrounding it. She'le yakum in amayim, that the water does not come out from. Kedei she'e heck of a hefesh beinah ben ayam, that there should be a clear differentiation and recognition between a pool and this and the sea. With the sea, the water comes out. So to show that there's a pool, this is different than that of the sea, and that's why it's permitted. Halach above, ein chaytchen shefeferesh l'kana. Now I cut the tube of a reed, where like to make like a hollow straw to take out from a barrel the wine that's inside of it. Neshukim misak and keli, because that's fixing, that's making this tube. Hoyschatucha. Now if it was cut, even though it wasn't adjusted, mutalachnisa b'nekav achavas b'shabbos, then you're allowed to insert it into the hole of the barrel on Shabbos, lays them in the yain to take out the wine, and ein chaytchen shebisak, and then we're not concerned that you're going to come to adjust it, which would be a violation. Now, so to b'asal aneich ala shal hadas, you're not allowed to place a leaf of a myrtle branch, or koyitzibo, or similar, but teich hanekev shal chabas in the hole of the barrel, kedei shekaleich hazayan, the wine could flow out of the barrel, then you make it like a gutter, you're making like some type of a spigot on Shabbos. Ve'ein shevin esacheres, you're not allowed to break a earthenware shard. Ve'ein karin esanyar, you're not allowed to tear the paper for the purposes of cooking or different things, but they should come back and kelly, because that's making something a usable item. It's like fixing a vessel. Halacha zayin, zmeira, a branch, shekashuta betafiach, that's tied onto a small flask. It's like a rope for the bucket to draw the water from the pit or from the spring. So if it's tied on, memalim b'Shabbos, you could draw the water with it on Shabbos. But the main kashrut, it's not tied on, imal, but you cannot then draw the water with it. Gezeira is a decree. Shemiyiktem oisa, then you might come to break off from the branch and stick it in. Again, you might be fixing if it's not already tied on. Asalach of klei chesef b'greisikon. Now that a polished silver vessels with greisikon, which is a type of a white type of a clay, memneshu malabnon, because that whitens it. Kedelech shu uman oisin, the way the professionals do it. Evenimzik mesakin klei. It's like you're fixing a vessel, but gemem lach to b'Shabbos, and you're finishing up its activity of its constructive purpose on Shabbos. But you could scrub it with chayil and neser, which are types of earth that's like salty, sharp salt, which is used to remove stains. And all vessels you're allowed to scrub with whatever it is. Now, you're not allowed to wash. You cannot wash plates and these deep pans that are used for cooking and frying or similar types of things. It's like fixing it for the weekday, which is when you cook. Unless you're washing it so you can use it for another meal on Shabbos itself. But drinking vessels, for example, kleisos, mikitaynes, cups and pitchers, that you're allowed to wash at all times on Shabbos. Because there's no set time for drinking and you might need even just, you know, for the remaining moments of Shabbos. This is also matircha, just related to that of cleaning vessels, as we spoke about related to makom patish, of the silver polish. So we're talking about that of other vessels, which is regarding tircha. They might see the samitas b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make the beds spread out the linen on the beds on Shabbos, because they lift the matzah Shabbos so that it's ready for you to sleep on after Shabbos, because that's an effort not for Shabbos purposes. Matzin malele Shabbos la Shabbos, but you're allowed to make the beds from Friday night to Shabbos day. Halacha ches also lahatbol kelim tamei b'Shabbos. It's forbidden to immerse vessels that are richly impure on Shabbos. It's like fixing a vessel because it's making it usable now, because you can't use it before you do tefillah. But an impure person is allowed to immerse himself. Why? The Shinir can make her. It doesn't look like he's fixing something, although he is, because now he's not tummy anymore, because it looks like he's just cooling off, and not necessarily for the purposes of immersion. They mazen lab Shabbos, but you're not to spray him with the paraduma waters, because that's indicative if you're doing it for purification, which is like masakin. Hamatul kelim b'Shabbos. Now, if someone does immerse vessels on Shabbos, so if he does b'shagah by mistake, yishtamash b'em, he's allowed to utilize them. But mezid deliberately yishtamash b'em on matzah Shabbos, not use it to get benefit from what he did prohibitively until after Shabbos. Now, umut lahat b'samayim hatamim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to immerse impure waters on Shabbos. Ketzad yasa. How should he do it? So, and then it shouldn't be evident. Neisim b'kliyach in makabel tumah. You put in a vessel that does not contract tumah. So there's nothing, you're not getting anything out of the vessel itself, because you're going to clear them like stone vessels. And then you immerse that vessel in the mikveh. Until the waters of the mikveh, you're immersed that much. Now the waters of the mikveh are doing what's called hashaka. It's like touching and kissing those other waters, and that makes it part of the mikveh, and it purifies it, and hence that's something that would be an option to do for the tummy waters. Halacha tes. One is not allowed to elevate, to separate Trumas and Maisa on Shabbos. It looks like you're fixing something that was not fixed, that was not adjusted, because you can't eat from it until you separate Trumas and Maisa. Halachid continues regarding with the next malacha ma'abid, of tanning, of fixing the and processing the leather. So ma'abid ma'abid malachasu. Ma'abid is one of the primary categories of forbidden work on Shabbos. Now, if someone softens a piece of skin in oil, the way the tanners, the leather makers do, that's ma'abed, that's part of the processing and making it into leather from skin, and therefore is going to be liable. Lafikach, so related, therefore, these rabbinic prohibitions, a person should not anoint and smear his foot with oil when it's in the shoe, or in the sandals that are new. Because obviously, as it's pouring on his foot, it's also going on the leather shoe, which is going to be processing it. Avol, but sachu is agli shemen. He could smear his leg with oil, and then b'levish menale, then put on his shoe, or a sandal, avbishim chadashim, although the new, and then it's going to get some of the oil from his foot. And so to besach kol guf shemen, he could smear his whole body with oil. Umis agla gabe katev lichadosh, and he could roll around on a piece of leather that is made for like a tablecloth or for bedding that's new. And then he does not have to be concerned. Now, but when we say that it's permitted, it's kishoy yishem and mood. If the oil on him was a little, that's only going to give a shine to the piece of leather. But if on his skin there was a lot of oil, enough to soften the leather that he's going to roll around in, that's like he's actually processing the leather. Now, all this that we say is forbidden is by new leather. It's all mutter is permitted because he's not processing anymore. It's already a piece of leather. Halachidav continue with the next malacha of smoothing, of memachik, a piece of leather. Hamamoreich ruti b'Shabbos. If someone smooths out the ointment of a bandage on Shabbos, chayim mishum moichik is liable for the primary category of smoothing out the leather of the hide of the animal. Which, therefore, it's anything that is that consistency that you could smooth it out. You're not to close up a hole with wax. Okay, it's about similar things to miyamodech, because you might smooth it out as you're closing it up. Maybe pushing it and pressing it, and that's smoothing it. And the truth is, even oil, you're not allowed to close up a hole either. Gzer mishum b'Shabbos, as a decree, this is the rabbinic prohibition, because it might lead to using wax, which is obviously more effective. Halachid basically with the next malacha of writing. Kaisiv. Writing ma'avas malachas from the primary categories that are forbidden, lafikach, therefore, the rabbinic prohibition, is also likhol, you're not allowed to dye, bapuch, which is a type of a makeup, which women put around their eyes, or similar type of things on Shabbos, it's like writing, because you take the applicator and you go around the eye, like the way a person takes the kul and around the letter. And vasalubis lahavah is not a borrow or lend, gzer is a decree, shem yichtim, make him to write. Which is all these related to this malacha b'ksiva, because you want to remember how much the person borrowed. So do you not let it buy or sell, to rent out, Here's the kriya, shemiyechta, because he might come to write. So to leisko adam poil b'shabbos, a person not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, and even malo yimel chaver lisko lepalim, not even tell his friend to hire from workers. Avalishu lahashul, but to borrow or to lend, muta, that's permitted because that's just for a small amount of time. They didn't decree that you have to write to remember. But halva alone is for a long period of time, and you might forget, so you might come to write. So shoyelod mechaver lekadiyayin mekadishemen, a person is allowed to borrow from his friend jugs of wine or jugs of oil, b'vat shalo yimel halven, as long as it doesn't say lend me, because that terminology connotes for a long period of time, and you might come to write. Whether someone sells orally, which they made up regarding the sale, it just wasn't given over yet, or he gives it over, usher, either one of these is forbidden. Whether with scales, whether not with scales, just like it's forbidden to weigh, because these are all related to what people do when they're doing sales. So it's forbidden to count, and to measure, either whether with a measuring tool, whether by hand, with a robe. You're not allowed to do any one of these things that relate to Mekre Memchor on Shabbos. Halach Yidal, ain't done by Shabbos. You're not allowed to judge a court case on Shabbos, and all these are same thing regarding writing, because you might come to write the verdict. Neither can you do chalitza, which is when the woman died without any, her husband died without any children. The widow has to have, if they don't want to get married to the brother-in-law, to do chalitza, to take up the shoe. And you might write the shtar chalitza, which is a document that this was done. Neither you're allowed to do yivam, because he might write a shtar of ksuba to his yivama. You're not allowed to do kiddushin, get engaged to a woman, because he might write a shtar, a document of Aries in the kiddushin. And then, like I said, these are all the kriya shemiyachta might come to write. So to v'emak dishin, you're allowed to sanctify something. V'lemarichin, you're allowed to do haracha, which is another type of a vow to hekdesh. V'lemachrimin, you can't take a cherim vow, a different type of vow. These are like transactions, which again, you might come to write, and therefore you're allowed to do on Shabbos. V'emak bin trumas amaisus, you're allowed to elevate trumas amaisus from the untithed produce. Shetzedem l'makdesh, oysam pedesh hebrish. It's like sanctifying those produce that were separated, and therefore goes under the prohibition of ein makdishin. Void. Moreover, another reason they should come sakanas from Shabbos, taking off trumas ma'aser is like fixing it, which is like makabah patash. And ve'im asanas behemi, now tithe the animals, taking off the tenth animal as ma'aser behema, as exer decree shem yirshem besikra, because you might make it a mark with the red dye, which they used to have it go out to the crown. The tenth one they would mark with a red dye, which is forbidden to do on Shabbos. U'makdash odem pischa b'Shabbos. Now, a person, however, is allowed to sanctify his korban pesach on Shabbos that falls on erev pesach, because sacrificing the Karban Pesach overrides the Shabbos. So you could sanctify your Karban Pesach on that Friday, on that Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. And v'chagigas b'yamtiv, to bring the Karban Chagiga, one's also allowed to be makdash on the first day of Yamtiv. She's do mitzvah sayyami, because that's the mitzvah of the day. And therefore, just like it's teicha, so to sanctifying, which only rabbinic would be allowed. Kshem Shem Makdish, just like you're not allowed to sanctify something, kachem makachem mechatzah, so you're not allowed to sanctify the purifying waters of the paraduma, which the sanctifying is by putting the ashes of the red heifer on the water that was filled up. That's called the kiddush. Again, that's all included in emak dishin. Halacha does above. Hamagbiyah trumas amaisus b'shabbos, something that elevates, which is a terminology used to separate trumas amaisus. Truma goes to the kohen, maisus goes to the levi or the poor person. You know, if someone separates that on Shabbos, which is said you're not allowed to, so it depends. B'shegiv does it by mistake. Yochum amashes, and he could eat now from what was fixed. It's not tevel anymore. But Mezer did deliberately, lo yuchal amatzah Shabbos, not to eat until after Shabbos. But a menkach, either way, tikkun disappears. He has remedied the produce, it's not considered tevel anymore. Chena makdash, shot of something, someone sanctifies something. Oy marach, he does an erech vow, which goes based on the person's gender and age, of how much money he has to give to hekdash. Oy hamachrim, he creates a chayim, which is also a type of hekdash, b'Shabbos and Shabbos. So bim mishrek, bim mezer, whether they did it by mistake, whether deliberately, masha asa asa, what he did was done. And men tzach lem yom to say, and yom to be sure what he did is done. So too, if someone does, he sells something to his friend on Shabbos, although you're not supposed to, he has acquired. Now, ma'asnes ha-demai ben ha-shmashas, you are allowed to tithe demai, which is damai, what is this, when you're not sure when you buy from an ignorant person, if he separates trumas amaisus or not, you're allowed to do the ben ha-shmashas by twilight, because that itself is a suffix, if it's Shabbos or not, and so too, this itself is a suffix, if it's even prohibited, and the whole thing of ma'aser is itself rabbinic. Avalei about the benat definite tevel, that you're not allowed to separate ben ha-shmashas. Halacha design, Misha Kodesh Shem. If someone had called already the name, Litrumas Meiser, Shal Demai, meaning when you have Demai, when you buy from Amaret, you don't know, did he separate Meiser or not? So you have to separate Meiser, that you could keep for yourself. But then Trumas Meiser, which is a tenth of the tenth, which then goes to the Kayin, so you designated a name for it, but you never separated actually. You said, oh, in there is that 100th, which is a tenth of the tenth. Oyla Meiser on the Shalvade, or you separated for the tithe of the poor person of definite Tevel, but you just didn't take it because these things you could eat from as it is. Late Lim Shabbos. So you're not allowed to take it from there on Shabbos, meaning to give it to the kohen or to the poor person, because you're not allowed to give matanis on Shabbos. And that's Af Bishayich Mekayim Shabbos, although he already designated its place from before Shabbos. But if you're doing the Menachem inside a place, and it's known and it's placed there on the side of the produce, you just didn't take it out. No, because you're gifting it. Now, however, if the kohen or the poor person was accustomed to eat by him, they could come and they could eat those trumas or maisers. But what should deal as long as they notice the kohen? I just want you to know this: what I'm feeding you, trumas maiser, is the trumas maiser. If you deal only, I should let the poor person know. Shazush ani mechilcha, this I'm feeding you is maiser only, is the poor man's tithe. Well, then that's permitted. That's not considered as a gifting him something. He's eating by you, and he's allowed to eat the truma, or he's allowed to eat the maiser. Halachi zayin. Also, lahafis, it's prohibited to draw lots, to do a lottery, or to play with dice, meaning gamble on Shabbos. It's like a transaction, which again we said goes under the rubric of kaisiv, because you might come to right. Now, however, but a person could draw lots, do a lottery with his children or his family, who gets a larger piece, who gets a smaller piece, because they're not particular. In other words, so that's not going to come to measuring or weighing, because anyway, it's all coming from the father, from his own, and because measuring and weighing, we said, is prohibited because of, which is one of the subcategories of, like we said, relating to the Malach of Kesef. Halacha Yitchas. As l'chashv chashbainis shu tzarech lehem b'Shabbos. So I've been in for one to make personal calculations on Shabbos, bein sha'avar, whether calculation related to the past, bein sha'aslis, whether related to the future, as exeres, the kushim yechtu, you might come to write down those calculations. However, therefore, when you're making calculations which are unnecessary, the mutlachashim, you can make those calculations. Kitzer also, kama sin tvuah hoyilon b'shana planes. Oh, how much? He's just trying to go down memory lane. How many measurements of grain did we have in that year? Or kama dinor hitzib chanos b'chasanis benoy. How many? You know, how much money did this guy spend on his son's chasno? Kizbelu, similar types of things. Shemichal sich b'teila. That's included in vain conversations. Shem b'm tzarech klal. There's no need for it. Just what's called shmoozing. Someone thinks about the Machabas the same way they think about during the weekday, which is permitted, but ultimately a person should not really be doing that type of conversation on Shabbos, but it won't be included in this prohibition about making cheshbonos because he might come to write. Halacha Yutes, regarding the malacha of the flip side of writing, which is erasing. So also, likris b'shtar hegeitz b'shabbos. If you're going to read a common document, that of debts or accounting on Shabbos, it shouldn't be like a weekday, but you have a limchik, and then you might come to erase as one sees something that's wrong on the paper. A person can count his dishes or his guests orally, but not from a paper, not from a writing. Yes, that it shouldn't come to read from regular documents, because if we let you read from this, you might read from other documents. If the names were engraved on a tablet or on the wall, so then you're allowed to read the dishes or the guest from that. Because that's not going to get confused with a document. It's very different than a document. Now, it's also forbidden to read from the caption, from the writing, that's beneath a figure, over tachas adyukni, or beneath an image, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. And af likris b'ksuvim b'Shabbos, even to read from ksuvim, which is one of the, a third of Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im and ksuvim, the writings, you're not allowed to read from that b'Shabbos on Shabbos, b'shas beis hamedrash, at a time when the study hall, when everyone's in Beis Medrash learning, is also forbidden. Because there is a decree, Mishum Bitl Beis Medrash, because it's going to nullify, it's going to stop people from learning in the Beis Medrash. Shlihi Kolechad Yeshiv Beis Medrash, that we shouldn't have everyone sitting in this house and reading the Iman Beis Medrash, and he's not going to go learn in the study hall. Lachachav, continue with the next malacha, that of Kiboy, of extinguishing. Nafla Deleka B'chatz B'Shabbos, if there is a fire that breaks out in the courtyard on Shabbos. Now, we're talking about specifically that courtyard, because a different courtyard, where the fire is not there and people are not overwhelmed, they're actually allowed to save everything from the concern of the fire to the nearby courtyard. But here, when the fire is in this courtyard, then he cannot save whatever he has in the courtyard to another courtyard, that's in the same alleyway. Even though they made an Avery, you're allowed to carry. That you might actually come to extinguish the fire to save whatever's inside. Because the person is confounded, overwhelmed over his money that's going up in flames. But they decreed, you're only allowed to save the food that you need for that Shabbos, and the vessels that you need for that Shabbos, and the garments that he could wear, comes out, he's going to give up hope from everything going up in flames, and therefore the inability to keep is not going to come to the malacha of extinguishing. And then layer everyone. If they don't even have an Erev, then after Mizayin of Akilim in the Matzah, then he can't save even his food or his vessel because he's not allowed to carry on Shabbos into a prohibited area. Halacha Chafaf. Now, Umahu Matzah Mizayin. What could he save for, like we said, what his food he needs for Shabbos? So im nafl lekim leil Shabbos, if the fire breaks out on Friday night before the Friday night meal, matzil mazon shalosh shudis, he could save 3 meals worth what he has coming up. Haro l'adam l'adam, whatever is fit for the human, he could take for the human. But haro l'behem, what's fit for the animal, l'behem could take for his animal. Now nafl b'shachas, if the fire breaks out in the morning, matzil mazon shtei shudis, then you could save 2 meals worth for the Shabbos day meal and shalosh shudis. But mincha in the afternoon before the third meal, matzil mazon through the achas, they could save only 1 meal's worth. Halacha chabez. Now b'med b'mum, when do we say this? Is that you're limited to this? Is if you're saving with many vessels, or you're filling up one vessel, and he was taking it out and emptying it out, and filling it up a second time. That's what we said. You can only save what he needs for that Shabbos. But if he's taking out one vessel in one act of exporting, even though in that one vessel is many meals worth, more than what he needs for that Shabbos, mutas can be permitted. So matzal sal malik occurs. He could save one basket that's full with loaves. Even though many meals worth of inside, and so to the eagle shodavele, he could save one round cake of figs or b'chavas shayan, a whole barrel of wine, because it's one item. So to bless him, he spread out his cloak. And he gathered inside of that cloak whatever he could take out. But he took it out full in one shad. Well, then that would be permitted. Now, moreover, he could tell others, come and save for yourselves. I mean, not for him, because for him is only permitted 3 meals worth, but and everyone could come and save food that he also needs for a Shabbos. Or like we said, one vessel, or one vessel that would contain even a large amount, and it belongs to the one who saves it, he gets to keep it for himself. Now, let's say the guy who saves it feels bad. He doesn't want to take it, what he saved. And therefore he gives it to the owner. He's allowed to take the payment for his effort that on Shabbos he was going through the effort to save the guy's stuff. He's allowed to get paid for that after Shabbos. Vein zeh schar Shabbos, which is prohibited. You're not allowed to get paid for work that you do on Shabbos. This is not schar Shabbos. He didn't do any prohibited activity nor anything forbidden. He only took it out to a place that has an Erev, and he wasn't hired by this guy. He was doing it for himself. Then he gives it back. He's allowed to get reimbursed for the work that he did. If someone saved a refined bread, so in a chayz matzal pasha in the key, and I'll go back and say, oh no, that's not what I want for Shabbos. I want to have the unrefined bread, because obviously that's not what a person wants. Avon hitzel pasha in the key, but if he first saved unrefined bread, chayz matzal pasha in the key, he could go back and save refined bread because he could say, oh yeah, I don't want that. This is what I want for Shabbos because that's a higher quality. Now matzal b'yom kippurim master tzolch l'Shabbos. You're allowed to save on yom kippurim what he needs for Shabbos. Im ho yom kippurim ev Shabbos, which in Talmudic times that was possible. If Yom Kippur fell out on a Friday, so Shabbos is coming, you're not going to be able to cook on Shabbos, so you'll have to save on Yom Kippur from the fire what you're going to need for the next day, Shabbos. But you cannot save on Shabbos for Yom Kippurim, meaning, for obviously, for right after Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur is on Sunday, for Sunday night, and you don't have to say that you're not saved from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, because you could cook on Yom Kippur. And you could cook Motzi Yom Kippur. And B'limim Shabbos Le Shabbos Abba. And not from this Shabbos, for the next Shabbos, because all these situations, you could prepare at those times food. In contrast to Shabbos, you can't prepare on Shabbos itself. Now, Mashu Matz Lubash, that said he saves what he could wear. Lubash Komash Yuch Lubash. He could put on whatever he could put on. V'ayitim Komash Yuch Latav, he could cook himself whatever he could get on himself. U'maitzin he could take out, as long as whatever goes on his body. V'am Lachem, he could tell others, go and save for yourselves. And everyone can get dressed and put on whatever garments they can get on and go out. But here's something that belongs to that person. Like the food item, because they're meriting this from what's ownerless, because this person has no rights in this thing because he can't save it. Now you're allowed to save any holy writings of Tanakh from that there is in the courtyard. To another courtyard in that same alleyway. Even though they did not make an Erev, which is only rabbinically forbidden. But actually, as long as that alleyway has three partitions and one side post, even though they didn't do the actual area, which is everyone, you know, sharing food and putting it into one area. Now, but who that is, as long as she kesuvin ashudas b'loshan kodesh, as long as it's a bona fide kisvei kodesh that's written with the Assyrian script, which how our Sefer Torah written, and the holy writing in Loshan HaKodesh. I'm not kesuvin b'loshan, but it was written in any other language, or the script, then you can't save it, even if there was an area over there. And actually, b'chayil also liquors them. And on a weekday, you're not even read for them such a scroll. If you leave it in an open area, b'em esab nalem, and they get destroyed by themselves. L'chav zayin. Now, ha'yiksuvim b'sam. If let's say those holy writings were written with a dye that's used for writing, u'b'sikra, which is a very clear, strong red dye, which both of them are not kosher for writing a sefer Torah. So, alpha b'she enik sav shalkim, although it's not a writing that lasts, but since it's written in the Syrian script, the Lashon Kodesh and Lashon Kodesh, Matzil Lashon, you're allowed to save it. Now, Gilayin Shel Svarim, the margins of scrolls, Shalamala B'Shalamato, that's on top or that's beneath, Over Shemain Parshal Parshal, that's between the parashias, Over Shemain Dafla Dafla, that's between columns, Over Shemain Tchil Sav Sefer Shemain Sefer, that's before the scroll starts or after the scroll ends, those margins themselves, Im Matzil Lashon, you can't save them, they don't have their Kedusha. Habracha is blessings that are written on these parchments, or vakmeim, it's amulets which have verses written from ideas of the parashas of the Torah as a skula or for refuah. Af b'yishesh ben oisit shalshem, although it has letters of God's name, u'minyan es harbish l'tari, and many different Torah ideas, im atzin lesem mead leka, that you cannot save from the fire. Lacha chav ches, save a Torah, a Torah school, sheyesh b'y lalakit shmoyin v'chamesh oisit mitech tevet shlemes. You can gather from the whole entire scroll, at least, if there's at least 85 letters from complete words, and even in that category is included Yigar Sadusa, which is written in the Torah, and although it's not Lashon Kodesh, it's actually Aramaic words. If at least you have 85 letters that you can that are still there, that are in this Sefer Torah that's not complete. So if I had a parsha, a separate concept, it doesn't even have 85 letters. But B'yesh B'askar, it has God's names, and they could go in, for example, the parasha of Behemoth and Aaron. The Matzil Lesem and Adleka, that's enough to save this scroll from the fire. And so the Matzil and Tikka Sefer, MSF, you could save the container of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer. And Matik Tvil and Matvil, the container of the Tvil with the Tvil. And even if the container has money inside of it, because the monies and the container are the money is secondary to the container, and the container is secondary, and it's also Tashmish and Kedusha. It's part of that sanctity, and therefore you can save that from the fire.